Alrighty, you know what that music means? That means on this edition of the WCHL podcast, it's time for another player interview. Let's get right to it. Anita Tsuchiya is going to talk to Colorado's Tommy Kleinman. Here we go.
Welcome to the WCHL podcast, everyone. I'm Anita Tsuchiya, and joining me today is Tommy Kleinman, forward for University of Colorado Buffs. They are a member, of course, of the ACHA Men's Division I hockey. And Tommy is an alternate captain for the team. And right now he's ranked third on the team with 5 goals, 3 assists. He's got 8 points in 15 games played. Hi, Tommy. Hey, thanks for letting me interrupt your winter break to chat.
Hey, how you doing? Happy to be here.
Great. Are you in Boulder right now?
Yes, I am in Boulder. I got back a few days ago for the new year, so...
What's the weather like over there in Boulder?
Got a big snowstorm last week, so just fighting through it here. So,
and then you said you just got back from home. Where's home?
I'm from Northern New Jersey.
And was it? Did you have snow in New Jersey too?
No, not at all.
Oh, really?
I don't think it was even sunny one day. It was just gloomy the whole two weeks I was home. So
no snow, no sun, but no snow either.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
That's New Jersey for you.
But you had a good time, right? You got to go home and visit family and old friends and stuff.
Yeah, it was good seeing my family and friends. So
excellent. Well, so, hey, I thought we'll kind of start. We'll talk a little bit about how the team's doing. Right now, it looks like the Buffs are ranked 33rd. In the ACHA, you've got a record of 7-8-1, I think. It kind of depends on which list I look at. But it also looks like you're tied for 5th place in the WCHL, ranked a little bit lower than how you finished last year. You start off the season on a tear, right? You went 6-0, but it's been kind of a roller coaster for the team because after that 6-0 start, then you went through a series of losses. It also sounds like kind of listening to your broadcaster, you had some injuries in the first half of the season that kind of impacted the team. So I thought I'd just kind of chat with you. What do you think the team's going to need to do to kind of turn things around looking at the second half?
Well, like you said, we did start out very hot and we were on a roll, but every night you're playing a good team. So you got to compete for all 60 minutes every game. We've had our ups and downs, and like you said, we've had some injuries. So definitely stay off the IR. That'll help us out.
Yeah, that helps. That certainly helps.
Definitely. And just stick to our game every night, honestly. Just come to work.
Right,
and,
right.
And the pieces will fall into place. So
right. And you know, I mean, Colorado has a long history of playing, you know, good fundamental hockey. So I mean, it could be that the second half, right, that you're actually not in a horrible position, right? Yeah. You're in a position where you could really change things around if you, like you said, stay off the injured list. What else do you think, kind of looking at your schedule, what do you think you need to do kind of looking at the schedule? Because you also mentioned, right, that every game's a tough game. And I think that's definitely true of the WCHL. It's one of the things we're proud of, right? That it's a competitive conference.
Yeah. Most definitely just come out to a hot start. I mean, we've all had time to rest, time to heal. So definitely got to get going from the jump when we play San Diego State in a few weeks. And we'll control our own destiny at that point. So it's what we can control and what we can work with. So just come out hot and get ready to work and the pieces will fall into the place. So.
Right. And I think that's an important point at this right now, kind of halfway through, you're still in control of your own destiny. You're not dependent on somebody else to lose, for example.
Yeah,
I think that's great. So, you know, you've been playing on the team for, is this your third season?
Well, I'm a senior, but third season technically since we didn't have one my sophomore year. So
okay. But you've been playing, for example, for your head coach, Benny Tolar, for 3 seasons now because of the one season off. So what's he like as a coach? What's it like playing for him?
He's a motivator. He's a really good guy and he really cares about us and our well-being, not just on the ice, but off the ice too, just growing as humans. because these are some of the biggest years of our lives before we decide to go on to our next chapter. So it's been really nice having him there, and I know he'll always fight for me no matter what. So it's nice having someone like that be on the bench.
No, that's awesome. And it's a great perspective because it's not like most of you guys are going to end up like getting drafted by the NFL. You're going to have to go on and do something else. So, it's important to keep that focus. It's like a there's a bigger picture beyond just playing hockey. And you said he's a motivator. For the people that are listening, maybe who, aren't as involved in sports, what does that mean to be a motivator? If you could describe that.
When all I said that he will he's the type of person where he treats everyone equally, and if you're not doing your job, then there are repercussions for it. And it's more about the way he treats us and the way he puts into perspective. It's more, we're playing this sport together, but it's way more than that. Like, you have to learn qualities for the rest of your life. Like you have to be a good teammate. You have to come to work every day, be on time. Like, just the simple stuff to keep us in check. Just not for hockey, just for everything in general.
Right. And I would agree that, those are tools you'll be able to use in the office, in your personal life, right? In your relationships. I mean, those are the things that are really gonna stick with you, right? After you stop playing hockey. That sounds awesome. So how would you describe you as a player? Like, what's your style of play, right? Are you a speedster? Are you a sniper? Are you like a grinder?
I'm not the fastest, I'd say. Most definitely not. You could ask my teammates about that one. But
Well, they're not here, so you can tell me anything you want.
I'm fortunate they're not here. I could go on and tell myself I'm the fastest player on the team, but I won't do that. I like to be crafty. I'm creative. I like to have the puck on my stick. My hands and my mind are my best attributes. So I try to play the game at my pace with the puck on my stick. So I try to just look to make my teammates better at this point. So
And you're a forward. Where do you play on the forward line?
I'm on the left wing.
Left wing. Okay. All right. So I mean, the wing, they may not be the one carrying it right up the middle, but you're looking for openings. You're looking for chances, whether you're gonna look for it to like go out to the corner, try and open up the play, or whether you decide to go dive into the crease and get in the way. Look for maybe a deflection. Yeah, that's fun. It's a fun way to play. What would you say? What would you say you've learned the most since you've been there long enough, right? You've had multiple seasons. What do you think is the thing you've learned the most, playing for 3 seasons now?
Like I said earlier, it's just like what I've learned from playing here is that every night is not easy. You got to keep your bodies right. You got to just show up to work every day and really just compete. It's every night's a tough challenge. So just being consistent and being a good teammate, it's the biggest things that you get to really take away from that. So,
Right, which is funny because it's not very glamorous, but it's kind of like without it, you can be really talented and not play very well.
No, most definitely. Gotta have your head on straight. So, and it took me a little bit my freshman year to learn what the league and the conference was about. So I had a tough start coming into here freshman year. So worked my way through it, and I'm happy to be where I am right now. So
So that's interesting because that kind of leads up to what I was going to ask a little bit later, but I want to go back to that. What was it that was challenging? Because you were pretty successful in youth hockey. So
yeah.
what was the big challenge, right, that you faced in that first season? What did you have a tough time with?
Just coming in and realizing that you're playing with a lot of men. Well, we're all men, but like me coming in, I didn't play juniors, so I was my own age. And then just coming in and playing against people older than you, people like they're like just more grown and more experienced, I guess. So I had to pick that up really quick. So just getting into it. My teammates helped me out well, though.
Right. Well, and just kind of listening to you describe the culture that's set by your head coach, but also the culture that's set by the team, I noticed that a lot of you students actually handle your club staff positions,
We
right?
do.
So I'm seeing president, treasurer, travel coordinator, and guess who the game day operations guy is?
Yeah. We're all pretty good about it on our group, so it's another thing we got to add on to our busy lives, right? But we make
Right,
it
right.
work and we work together well, so.
How do you decide, like, who gets these positions? Like, do you run elections or something? Like, kind of have a vote, like a
Well,
locker room vote?
our previous presidents usually hand it down to someone who really wants to do it, so just looking for people that are organized and can stay on it.
So what do you typically do for game day operations? Like, what is kind of like your little responsibility, list of stuff that, like, this is the stuff that Tommy's got to do.
It's not more of a list. It's just like some housekeeping stuff, like make sure like the video people are ready. Make sure we have people doing the box, the scoreboard, just little things like that to make it run more smooth and more just better.
Right. Well, one of the things that struck me is the other people can do their stuff before game day, but you got to run around right before warm-ups, right?
I usually have all the assigned stuff done before I even get ready for to go to the rink,
Well,
so
that's good.
I try to stay on top of it as much as I can, but yeah,
I mean,
Quinn helps me out.
have you ever had something where suddenly, like, I don't know, the video guy calls and says, "Hey, man, I'm sick. I can't come," and
No,
you have to do something.
I've been fortunate. Everybody's been pretty good about it so far, so can't complain there. I mean, there was one night where this wasn't on me, but it was the ref scheduled the wrong night for a game.
Oh,
So,
that's always fun. That must have made your day.
That was a whole nightmare. So we ended up playing, we ended up having a nice little 3-on-3 tournament after. So
Right. Well,
crazy.
you do what you got to do. I mean, yours is not a unique situation in the ACHA. There's plenty of teams, right, where the players have to kind of do double duty because you just can't find enough non-player volunteers, right, to take that on. Or maybe it's not consistent, right? Like, you might have them one season and then their kid graduates, so they don't want to do it anymore.
We also have interns. They're the best, so they
Oh,
help us out more
excellent.
than we need. So
And your broadcasts are pretty good. I mean, like I said, I got a chance to watch the rivalry game, the Colorado CSU game, and I mean, it was you had a like play-by-play person, you had a color person, and the video was good. So I
No,
thought it was a nice
it's been
little,
running smooth so far. So far, so good.
yeah. So like how a lot of players have like their game day rituals. Do you have a game day ritual?
I do not have a game day ritual.
Wow.
I'm a pretty loose person. I
So like
consider.
not even like a favorite like game day playlist or anything like
I have
that?
a playlist. I do have a playlist, but yeah, I'm a pretty loose person. You could ask my teammates about that if you ever talk to them. But I'm kind of one of the jokesters on the team, so I keep it loose. I make sure everybody's getting ready themselves, but
What's your favorite joke that you've played on somebody that you can tell us? You can tell us.
Well, this is off the ice. So we have two houses for our team. So there's like 15 of us that live within two houses. So we are
Oh,
all
okay.
very close and all of our rooms are very, I guess, accessible.
Right.
So one night, it was one of our teammates, Jesse Cate's birthday, and we have a fence in our backyard, and we put that fence, it's a huge fence. We put it in Fred Farrow's room, and he came back from wherever he was, and he was in awe of what happened. And it was a really funny story, but it's one of the
What,
PG
you
stories
had
I
to
can
take
give
the fence
out.
apart, take it apart, and then carry it piece by piece, and then reassemble it in the
No, we
room?
didn't reassemble it. We just pushed it right through the door. We weren't going through that struggle to do it. But it was hilarious at the time, and it was definitely one of the PG ones I could give to you.
Exactly. Yeah, please don't get me in trouble, or suddenly Anita
Yeah,
won't
I
be
won't.
guesting on the
I won't. I won't.
So,
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a great environment, right? I mean,
Yeah.
you got a head coach that like understands how to kind of create this motivated culture, and also how to be, good students, good citizens, right, for the
Yeah.
long run.
Yeah.
It builds this like camaraderie. You have group housing, right, which sounds like it's a blast, right?
Oh, it is a blast. We're all really close, so.
Right. What would
Yeah.
you tell some kid who's kind of considering, like, right, they're looking at teams and stuff, and they're kind of thinking, maybe I'd like to go to Boulder. What would you tell them to encourage them to come join, come play hockey for the Buffs?
The people you meet here are going to be the people you stick with for the rest of your life, honestly. And that's what I found coming here. Are a couple of my teammates from when I was a freshman really brought me in and really showed me what it's like to be here and be a teammate on this team. And the people you're going to meet if you want to play here are going to be your best friends for the rest of your life. And that's, I think, the biggest takeaway. So,
Which is pretty cool, right? I
yeah.
mean, it's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
So let me ask you then. Let's kind of do the way back machine, right? So you're from New Jersey, and I am a West Coast person, but I know a little bit about hockey, and I know they play a lot of hockey in the New Jersey area.
Yeah.
How did you end up though from New Jersey to Boulder, Colorado? Because that's not the first place. I mean, I wouldn't be looking in Boulder, Colorado, right?
I get that question a lot, actually.
Yeah,
Um,
yeah.
there are a bunch of New Jersey guys on this team too, which is crazy.
Oh, that's
There's
funny.
a few. Both my roommates, Liam O'Gwen and Drew McConaughey, they're both from New Jersey as well. So it's funny how they're living in the room next over from me, and we grew up like knowing about each other and stuff. But coming out here, one of my old teammates, Brennan Hansen, went here. I played hockey with his younger brother, who's my age. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, I might as well go look. We asked their parents about it, visited, and I kind of loved it. I love the change of scenery. I'd never been out west before then, so I don't know. I love the change of scenery. I'd like to just explore, when I was 18. So I'm happy I made this decision. Can't complain. This is one of the best places in the country to be at. So
What do you like to do when you're not playing hockey and studying, of course?
yeah. I like golf. I golf a lot, so there's some nice courses around here.
Oh, okay.
Colorado's big with music, big with all types of music, so I always take a trip to Red Rocks Amphitheater usually. So
So is this like a big like mainstream billboard groups that come to the amphitheater, or is this more like a local indie music scene?
it depends what you get. You have your big names, and then you have just like local people and stuff. So it's really a spring and summer ordeal, but yeah, I've seen my fair share of shows and and
What do
just
you
I
like?
enjoyed
Chris is
it.
a big music person. Who's some of your favorite, bands or groups that you've seen, like at the amphitheater?
I'm more into like I don't know, like this electronics. So like it's groups like Rufus Du Sol and just like a lot of Indian soul music. So I don't know. I can't pick my one. I'm pretty balanced. I listen to a lot of music anyway, so couldn't give you that one artist or band or group that I really like.
Well, he'll probably know those names. I
Yeah.
am kind of a pop culture idiot, so
I'm starting to lose it. Some of these names, I could not tell you. And I also have a younger sister who's 15, so she's in more in the loop than I am these days. So,
what's your top song on your playlist right now? Kind of like your fave song on your playlist right now.
ooh, that's a good question.
Or do you hit shuffle all the time?
I shuffle a lot. but
All right, what's the last song you just added to your playlist? That's probably a good question.
it's called his name's Trivecta. It's called Empty Oceans. It's a good song.
Okay. See, I'll have to go look it up now.
So it's more, that's more like an electronic like type of song. So yeah.
So I kind of mentioned that, I got to watch your that CSU rivalry game at home, and that was a wild game.
Yeah.
I know you split the game because then when you went the away game, you lost. But that one, you got to score the fourth goal in the game, right, at home. The house was packed.
It
What's the
was
fan support like in Boulder? I mean, that place was just jammed.
well, that night's different from every other night.
Because it's CSU.
Our interns do well with marketing the game. So there were people that weren't allowed in. There were hundreds of people that couldn't get in because it was fully full capacity.
It's not very big, right? I mean, the seating's not.
Yeah, it's not that big and it doesn't go around. That's the problem.
Right. I saw that it's like really just restricted to the like red line to red line. So there's like no seats around the end zone or around the goal ends. And then of course I can't tell what the seating's like in front of the video, like under the video cameras. I'm assuming there's seats there, but yeah, not.
It goes all the way down and all the way back, but it's like 12, 13 rows, like from
Right,
like
right,
six
right.
sections, maybe, I think. So
What's your
yeah, a lot of people
usual?
could, a lot of people couldn't get in, and it was a good one to go to. So
Yeah, no kidding. What's your usual kind of attendance like at a home for a home game?
well, it's like it's spotty. It depends. Boulder is such a busy town, and it
Right,
depends what we
right.
got that night. So, yeah, there have been good games. The Oregon games were packed, because everybody likes to come when it's like a Pac-12 team per se.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, so yeah, the Oregon weekend was good. The Missouri State weekend, we had good crowd. Yeah, it just all depends on what's going on in the town at what point. So
So I have to bring this up. So when you scored the fourth goal, your broadcaster said, "Wow, this is great, Tommy." And he kind of describes the goal and he says, "Wait a second, wait a second." He goes, "Oh, good, he didn't get hurt." So you have to tell me what happened the last time you got hurt after a goal.
Well, I was, it's so hard to explain, but we were playing UNLV on the 12th, I think that was November, and we scored 30 seconds into the second period. It was 5-on-3. We tied the game up.
Which is pretty exciting against
Oh,
UNLV.
very, very exciting. They're a great team, and we played a good weekend that weekend actually against them, so that's good. But got on one knee and did my celebration, and I've had kind of knee issues coming going around the all season. But when I got off my knee, I guess I dislocated my knee and I just could not get up. I had no idea. I honestly thought someone chopped me in the back, and I turned around and nobody was there, and I thought it was my ACL or MCL, but I was fortunate that it was good. But yeah, it
So
didn't
you went
really.
down, right? And then when you tried to get up, it just nothing, right?
I was like, nope, not happening. And my teammates were kind of looking at me like, what is going on? But definitely the weirdest thing that's happened in my hockey career, 100%.
That does sound very, I that does sound like something I wish I could have seen. I'm sorry.
I got the,
I'm glad you're okay,
if
but
you go back on that broadcast, you'll see it. But but yeah, I got some good laughs out of that. Definitely got some jokes from my teammates and UNLV that night, but you know, I
But the
guess
good
just
news
shake it
is, like you
off.
said, you kind of stretch your knee out a little bit, but didn't actually, like you didn't have to go get surgery or anything, right?
Yeah, no, nope. Everything was good. I healed quick enough to play 2 weeks later, so.
Right. And you're playing now again. So, okay.
Yes.
Well, like I said, when he said that, he said, okay, wait a second, wait a second. I'm thinking, what are we waiting for? He's, oh, good.
Yeah, they did it. They did. I watched it back. They did a good job with that. So, my mom wasn't too thrilled. She just told me,
Oh,
but she told me to figure it out myself. So, I don't
Yeah,
blame
probably
her.
not the one you want to tell your parents about.
Yeah, no, she was watching the broadcast. I called her. She's like, "You're," she told called me an idiot or something. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us because I know I'm entertained. I certainly hope everyone else will be entertained.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think everybody wanted to hear about that one. So I play it off well. So
Yeah, there you go. You know, if you're the jokester, you got to be able to take it as well as dish it out, right?
exactly.
So I'm going to change gears a little bit. I know, I'm sure you've heard of this World Cup of University Hockey, right? That's happening in April in Romania.
Yes.
Do you
Yes.
happen to know anybody who's going to go play, like any of your teammates, maybe yourself, are going to go and try and play?
I'm not too sure yet. I'm not sure. It was announced pretty late, so I
Right.
haven't seen my teammates in a while, and I got some friends around the I got some friends around the league, so I haven't heard anything yet, but
Well, and there's like an application process, right? So first
yeah.
thing is you have to apply, and then they're going to go through and it asks you things like, right, what position do you play? What are your stats? You know, what
Yeah.
team are you on? Who's your coach? So it's going to be there's going to be
Yeah.
like a process. It's not just like you raise your hand and you get picked,
Yeah.
right? So, but I
Yeah.
was just kind of curious if anyone that you knew had said, yeah, I'm gonna send in my application, and because I mean it's kind of. It would be very cool, but at the same time, just like, you know, your regular season play, you got to pay for the trip. So
Yeah.
kind of pricey.
I'm not too sure. There was events like that a few years ago, right? Like two of my teammates did play for Team USA in Russia, actually, in 2019. So I don't know if it's the same tournament
It's
or
actually a
same.
different tournament this
Okay,
year.
it is a different
Yeah, it
tournament
is a different
because,
tournament. It's a different governing body this time.
okay. I
So,
just
and it's new
wanted
to
to,
everybody. So it's new
yeah.
to the ACHA and everybody.
Okay, yeah. I've had a few friends that did that a few years ago, so I didn't know if it was the same type of deal. Yeah, I'm not sure yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, right? Who
Yeah.
from, you know, and of course, I'm invested in wondering who from the WCHL
Yeah,
will
there's a
go
lot of
because,
talent here, so
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
yeah, definitely.
So, since you know you're getting ready to graduate, what major are you gonna finally graduate with?
I'm a psychology major right now, so I'm working on that.
Oh. Are you gonna
Yeah.
go into some kind of like clinical counseling or something like that, or you
Not sure
thinking?
yet. I don't know. I
You thinking of
mean,
going into graduate school? Maybe keep
yeah,
going.
definitely. I do want to look into graduate school because I also do have another year of eligibility. So,
Oh, right. And plenty of grad students,
yeah,
you
definitely.
know, not just in the ACHA, but the NCAA too, right? They call them
Yeah.
super seniors. If
Yeah,
you've got an extra year of
exactly.
eligibility and you get into a graduate school that has your sport,
Yeah, exactly. We'll see.
what do you like? What kind of discipline in psychology are you interested in?
I like sports psychology. Just like the way athletes' minds work and the way they focus and the adversity they fight, you know? Like not many people like outside and really know what these people are going through, so
What would you be like, say, let's say you get your PhD, right? What would be your dream job after school, after you're done with school?
I don't know. It's always changed for me.
Would it be like in something like sports psychology, where like you might be like the guy who goes and kind of teaches athletes how to get into the groove, like kind of get their routine set
That's
up and.
always it's always great to help people. Like and like people like I'm 21 years old. I've seen a lot in my life through playing hockey, and yeah, it's just like just helping people in a way like where it'll benefit their future, you know?
Yeah. Do you think maybe you'd try to end up like doing staying in hockey by coaching or something like that?
I've always thought about it. I've always thought about coaching. I watch hockey like 4 hours a day. I'm a Rangers fan, so I'll watch my Rangers game and then I'll just scroll around. I watch a lot of hockey, so it's an easy it's a way to learn the game, and I feel like I would be a good coach, honestly. So
Right. Well, and the psychology degree could come in handy, right? I mean,
yeah.
if you're, you know, maybe your day job wouldn't be hockey coach, but you could, you know, be an assistant coach or a head coach
Yeah.
for a juniors team or for a
Yeah.
college team or something.
Yeah. I've worked with great coaches over my life, so they've definitely shown me ways to coach and different way and different philosophies and that stuff. So yeah, I'm always interested in it. I always want to stay in the game until as long as I can, so.
And it sounds like, you know, you're a person who like is interested in a lot of things. What else do you like to do when you're not playing hockey?
Well, I'm from New Jersey, so I'm kind of a beach bum.
Oh, a surfer?
So, no, not really, but wouldn't consider myself a surfer with the New Jersey waves, but I've done it a few times when we used to go down to the Outer Banks in North Carolina all growing up, and we used to do it a few times, but not really surfing. I just like to be on the beach, so.
So like beach combing, or do you have like the little metal detector thing?
No. Well, with me and my family, we have a house in the Jersey Shore, so it's always good going down there and relaxing. But yeah, when I'm home, I spend most of my time there.
Yeah, well, and not no oceans in Boulder, so that's the
Yeah.
lots of mountains, but
Yeah.
no ocean views.
Yeah, I do miss the beach. I get that feeling a lot. So,
You think when you like start looking at grad school, you might try and go back to New Jersey, or
I don't know
are
yet.
you thinking you'll explore somewhere else even?
I'll probably explore. That's how I've
You
always
sound like
been.
a you sound like an adventurous spirit. You also
Yeah,
sound like you'd be pretty happy
I try to be.
anywhere.
Yeah,
There you go. If
I don't have many complaints. So.
so where let's say you won the lottery, where would you go?
Ooh, that is a good question. I've never been. I've always wanted to go to Asia, like Hong Kong,
Ooh.
type of.
What is it about Hong Kong that sounds like enticing?
Well, my dad's been there before, and he says it's a great city with like a good atmosphere and great people, and it's different. So, and I've always wanted to go to Dubai too, as well.
Oh
So,
wow. Boy, you are thinking about world hopping. What
yeah.
what's cool about Dubai?
Just like I don't it's just like the architecture and like the place itself, you know? Like the businesses that are there and like how many like they're like how smart the people are there. So.
And then, like, when I think of Hong Kong, there are some pretty old, like, you know, old temples and that kind of
Yeah.
thing. With
Yeah.
Dubai, when you say architecture, is this more modern architecture or is this
Yeah.
again old stuff?
Yeah, it's more modern. Hong Kong, it's more history, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So
Right.
I don't know. I've always learned I'm a tropical person too, but those are two places where I've always been interested in.
Right. Oh, and I bet you could find some great golfing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Anywhere it's warm, there's going to be golf.
Never golfed outside the US yet, but I wish I have. So we'll look to add that one on the bucket list.
There you go. Well, that's kind of it. One thing I wanted to ask you, did you want to give out any shout outs since you got the podium here? Anybody you want to say hi to?
I could go for a list on and on of people that I could I can clown right now and make fun of, but
Well, give us a sample.
oh, I'll give a shout out to my roommate Drew McConaughey. And hopefully he hears this and comes back and just gives me a hard time.
And he'll be jealous because you got to be on the podcast and he
Yeah. If
didn't.
you want to do him, he'll be a good interview. He's a good personality. So he's
I know
definitely
you've
a
been
good
pretty
guy.
good.
He's definitely a good guy, and he's having a great year. So shout out to him.
All right. Well, thanks again for your time,
Yep.
and sharing a little bit. And good luck with the rest of your season,
Thank
for
you.
both the team and yourself, and good luck on, whatever your future holds,
Thank
in
you. I appreciate
psychology or
it.
whatever it is.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All righty. Very, very nice. Listen, we want to thank the good folks up there at the University of Colorado Hockey, specifically head coach Benny Toller, for making that interview happen. We want to thank Tommy for taking time out of his day. And we also want to thank you for, continuing to support this podcast and listen to us and all of the silly stuff that we do. The athletes don't get enough recognition, and this is our one little way that we like to shine a little spotlight on these guys, and because they truly are playing for the love of the game. So thanks to you, all 14 listeners, for your continued support of the Western Collegiate Hockey League, of the ACHA, and of this cheesy suboptimal podcast. All right, that's going to do it. We had some games start up here pretty recently, and they're going to get going in full force again. So that means back to the same normal craptastic podcast coming soon with the commission more. Stay safe, take care. We'll see you at the rink.